Good news on the Kansas side. 435 westbound before Metcalf. Accident from the overnight hours had three right lanes blocked, and they've just cleared this. So delays are unwinding. You're still seeing slowdowns around Roe, but improving quickly. From the Anthony Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric Traffic Center, Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan Traffic.
You ready? You ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the Red King.
Is there anybody at Arrowhead yet waiting to get into the stadium?
I don't know. Isn't it a little bit early for that? I mean, the gates don't open until 11 o'clock tomorrow.
I picked up my beer for the game tomorrow.
Well, that's different. You're running errands throughout the week and whatnot.
I got 2 4 packs of Cutwaters.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
You got to get those for the tailgate, baby. Because all you need is two of those daddies and you'll be set. 13% alcohol, one can.
Wow.
Hey, done.
That's a big one, huh?
Honestly, yeah, since I'm coming late after the extended pregame, I'm going to have to catch up. That may be what I need.
Catch up?
Come late.
Ketchup. Ketchup.
Ketchup's on sale at Hy-Vee. I had to buy some yesterday.
Do you have a go-to ketchup? Are you a Heinz guy? Because my wife is like, it's Heinz. Yeah. I'm like, no, Whataburger spicy ketchup is where we're at.
I like the... just whatever's on sale. Like, if it's $1.99, I'm getting that ketchup. Like, great value. If it's 99 cents, coming home with me, man. Yep. In a package that I have left over from, like, Burger King, using that ketchup.
I'm not
a huge ketchup guy in general. I like it on a few things, but no, I don't really have a if you're a ketchup snob, then, like, we're probably not friends.
Yeah, she's like, well, we only have Heinz. I'm like, it all tastes the same. Then you start to sample the ketchups, and you're like, okay, like that house recipe stuff that they have, not that good.
Now, I'd probably be, like, pretty bougie if I could make my own ketchup. That'd be, But I'd probably put that, like, spicy ketchup from Whataburger on, like, a meatloaf if I made it.
See, that'd probably be good. Yeah, that spicy ketchup from Whataburger is good on anything.
Oh,
man.
I believe it.
I mean, it is fantastic.
You dip a nugget in that.
I tell you, I've made stuff just to use the ketchup before. I'm like, I have a craving for this Whataburger spicy ketchup, Tots, or whatever I've got in the house, because that's how good that ketchup really is. So anyway, it's red, so we'll have that all over us. I got 2 bottles of whiskey at the Hy-Vee liquor store yesterday. So Mac, we'll have some waiting for you. Woo. When you get out there.
Let's go.
Now, you said that gooey butter cake was coming, right? Because I passed those gooey butter cake cookies up still.
It's happening.
Making sure. Okay.
Momo's got it.
Okay, good.
Mac's going to look like Steve Buscemi from Big Daddy. By the time this game ends, eyes going all certain ways. Hey, crazy eyes. Or maybe, anyway. Speaking of catch up, some guys really need to catch up when it comes to legacy, when it comes to Patrick Mahomes and everybody else. Those guys this weekend, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. Also, we can start with the head coach of Buffalo, Sean McDermott, because we were talking yesterday in our post-production meeting. What's their big playoff win? Like, what's Buffalo's where it was like, that's a big one?
Yeah, Josh Allen does not have a big playoff win, and neither does Sean McDermott. This weekend will be a big playoff win. You're a home underdog. You beat Lamar in Baltimore. That's a big playoff win.
Yeah.
But right now, where we sit, what has Sean McDermott done to solidify himself as a big game coach or his legacy or anything like that? Like, he has a big hole on his resume when it comes to, accomplishments. They've done some nice things, but they don't have a big playoff win. You're right about that. Like, beating, the New England Patriots with Bailey Zappi was the quarterback at that point in time. Beating, Buffalo or Cincinnati. Okay, maybe. But still, I mean, that's not a big time playoff win. Sean McDermott is trending to be the Marty Schottenheimer of the Buffalo Bills. I think once you get to a certain level, can we get to that next level? And obviously, Marty could never get over that hump, whether it be here or Washington or San Diego or even Cleveland back in the day. He was never able to get over that hump. And it was really self-inflicted on Marty. He was the reason why a lot of this stuff happened here in Kansas City. I can't speak for Cleveland and the fumble and the drive and all that kind of stuff in those 2 years. But here in Kansas City, he was the reason why it didn't work. And all the players will tell you, once the playoffs got here, Marty changed. And as each year went by and they weren't winning, he changed even more and got tighter and tighter and tighter. I wonder if Sean McDermott's going through that same type of thing right now, because how many years in a row have they been to the playoffs with Josh Allen? Like 6 or whatever it's been?
They've been the 2 seed 3 straight.
Three straight. And they haven't done anything with it. And so you look at Buffalo and you think to yourself, boy, is Sean McDermott, like, has he peaked? Has Sean McDermott peaked as a head coach in the National Football League? And if they get knocked out on Sunday to Baltimore, I think serious questions need to be had in Buffalo and saying, yeah, we're really good, but can we be better? Can we be better than where we are? Can Sean McDermott be the guy to get us over the hump? The answer to that question is you stick with him, because I don't know who else you're going to go out there and get at this point in time.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I mean, we look at this game and it's massive, right? Like, super excited to watch this game, even more so if the Chiefs can take care of business against Houston. That game's Sunday afternoon, and it is intriguing to think about, because if we bring that sort of energy towards Mike Tomlin, who's been doing it for, I don't know, 17 years in Pittsburgh, but has the 8-11 playoff record, you know, we talked about Mike McCarthy yesterday, who's 12-12 in the playoffs. Those guys, they win in the regular season. They did it for a while.
Right.
I mean, Sean McDermott's only been doing it for what, 6 years, 7 years?
That's what I'm saying. I think he's like 6 or 7 years with Josh Allen now.
Yeah. And like you had said, like, we're getting to that point where it's like, yeah, the regular season's great, but like, that's, we're done with that, because you look at where Buffalo came from pre-Josh Allen, right?
Mm-hmm.
All these teams just got waxed and murdered by the Patriots, and then it was like, you know, every once in a while the Dolphins were good, and Buffalo was always a laughing stock because they couldn't get over the hump. They couldn't get the coach, couldn't get the quarterback. J.P. Lawson wasn't the answer.
No, he was not.
Right? Kyle Orton wasn't the answer.
He was not.
Hell of a guy. Not
Ryan Fitzpatrick wasn't the answer.
But not the guy.
Right.
And, you know, you look at this game and what this season is to Buffalo. Once again, you have beaten the Chiefs in the regular season. You have probably the MVP of the league. Your team completely gutted itself to kind of get to a point where they could just kind of get rid of distractions. You know, no Gabe Davis, no Stephon Diggs, a lot of guys, you know, just different around. And you built this team around your leader, which they call Superman, and Josh Allen. And that head coach of yours, Sean McDermott, who's supposed to be an offensive guy under the Andy Reid tree we talked about earlier.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This week as well. And I think this is the year. And when you say Sean McDermott peaked, he's got to keep going.
Yeah.
Now, if he fizzles out against Baltimore, which a lot of people think are going to happen, including Vegas, I think Buffalo wins this game.
I don't know.
I really do.
Ask me in 5 minutes. I'll have a different answer for you, right?
And I think if he wins this game, that then solidifies Buffalo's biggest win in a playoff
It'll be their biggest win under Sean McDermott and Josh Allen.
Without a doubt.
No doubt.
And then if you think about it, you have to then double down and
go get
your next biggest win against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
And then you have to go get your next biggest win.
So, and that's why I think things, pressure-wise, aren't really there for guys like Patrick Mahomes, because they got out of the way early.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did they do it once, they've done it twice. Not only did they do it twice, they've done it three times. Now they're going for a three-peat. And nobody's really talking about the significance of it, because it's not really there yet for the national media. I think they need to get to the AFC Championship game, and then everybody of the national stage will be like, Now we're chasing history.
Right.
Here we go.
We need to get past this Buffalo-Baltimore game for people to recognize the Chiefs still are a team.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
Because you have a team that hasn't played in 3 weeks. Everybody's been pining to watch. Sorry, defensive guy, McDermott, not offensive
he
guy.
Was defensive coordinator, guy. Yeah.
And the thing about that is that when you look at this game against Buffalo and Baltimore, now we flip the side, right? Now we go to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Big game for John Harbaugh. Like, hey, man, you lost in the AFC Championship game last year to Patrick Mahomes. You get a pass, right? Like,
right.
Mahomes will give you that. Like, it was Mahomes. But you go back and look at that game, and, you know, Todd Monken gets away from the run. They get out of character because they don't know what they want to do because Patrick Mahomes is out there just dicing them up. Big game for Lamar Jackson.
Huge game for Lamar. What? I think it's a much bigger game for Lamar than it is for John Harbaugh, though.
For sure. I think the quarterbacks, it's a bigger game than the coaches.
Sean McDermott, I think, still, like, Harbaugh's got that MVP. Super Bowl. He's, I think, been to another Super Bowl. No, he hasn't
been
to another.
He's been to one.
Beat his brother. Yeah, that's right. They haven't been to another one. But he's got that Super Bowl.
It was so bad they killed the lights.
Remember that?
Yeah.
The power went out.
And then San Francisco came back. It was like,
Yeah, right.
Because Baltimore's up big. Lights go out. San Francisco comes back. You're like, we've got a game
right now. Oh, all of a sudden, this is how we're going to do it for TV. And that was at the Superdome, too. So we may have the lights shut out on us when we go down to New Orleans this year for our Super Bowl. But I think when you're, like, ranking, like, who's it big for this weekend, there's three guys. It's Sean McDermott, it's Josh Allen, it's Lamar Jackson.
In that order?
I don't know. You know, like,
I'm sorry.
I don't know. No, I think it's easier to move away from a coach than it is a quarterback, right? Like, okay. Sean McDermott needs to start showing that they can win in the postseason, because it eventually does come back on you. Your team, when they play, is a product of you as the head coach. And if you as the head coach are tense and tight and, you know, wearing this, like, this is, oh my God, we've got to win this game, then your team's going to play that way, because they're going to take that from the head coach and they're not going to be at their best. You've got to be relaxed and free and clear going into this game. So for McDermott, it's huge. Josh Allen, it's huge. For Lamar, it's huge, because Lamar still hasn't beaten anybody big time in the postseason as well, you know?
Yeah, what's Baltimore's biggest one? Did we talk about that yesterday? They beat somebody pretty.
They beat the one seed Titans at Tennessee. You know, okay.
Big win, massive. Yeah,
but come on. I mean, we're talking about Ryan Tannehill. They beat the Texans last year, which, okay, fine. That was a game.
That's not a rookie game at all.
And then they beat Pittsburgh this year, and we know what that was.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, but see, I think if you're Lamar, if you're Josh, if you're Patrick, and if you're Joe Burrow, who's not in the playoffs, by the way, just so you know,
but he's done it. He's
right?
got that significant win.
Yeah, like those four guys.
And look what that does to you. Look, hold on real quick.
Oh, I know.
Look what that one win 3.5 years ago does to you. It gives you that much leeway.
Yeah.
McDermott, Lamar, Josh, if they can beat Patrick Mahomes one time ever, it gives you at least a 3-year cushion.
No, it gives you a big cushion in that. So I don't think Joe Burrow is in that conversation because he's done it. But for Lamar, for Josh Allen, and for Sean McDermott, this is a major weekend when it comes to their legacy, because you know what the conversation is going to be. Like, I can predict these national shows now. Monday morning, Baltimore loses. They're talking about, can Lamar win the big one? And maybe Lamar is not the best quarterback out there. They lose or they win, and Buffalo loses. They're talking about the head coach up there. Maybe they should move on from him. Josh Allen needs more help. You know how it's all going to be, you know, come Monday morning. So I think for Lamar, it's the biggest game, because you're now going on the road as a favorite, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go up to Buffalo and win that game. Show the world that you can win on the road in the postseason and just win a postseason game, because I think the world believes that Baltimore and Lamar Jackson can't win the big one. And you go to Buffalo and you win that game, that's a big one. And then you got to flip back and play the Kansas City Chiefs, who already have an extra day's rest at Arrowhead in a week.
Dr. McEnstein, bigger game. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, McDermott.
I think McDermott. I think Bob's right. I think Lamar next, and then I think Josh Allen. I think we were talking about coaches. We brought up John Harbaugh. You mentioned Todd Monken. I think it's a bigger game for Todd Monken. I mean, ran four times in the AFC Championship in the second half, completely abandoned it.
But nobody remembers the offensive coordinators, man. It's head coach and quarterback. Like, if they don't win this game, nobody's going to be saying, Todd Monken, man, he's the reason why.
I mean, in today's game, they do.
I mean,
that's all we've talked about all year is offensive coordinators.
Yeah,
Joe Brady, Kingsbury, the guy from Detroit, Todd Monken.
Yeah, I just
Nagy think, gets a lot of talk.
But I just think, you know, you're a coordinator, man. Like, you don't really have a legacy.
Because Harbaugh's a special teams coach.
Yeah.
Like, if we're talking about how, you know, McDermott's a defensive-minded guy.
Yeah.
Harbaugh's, you know, he was the special teams guy.
Special teams guy.
Then Dave Tope took over.
Right.
It was a long time before that. But I think you're right. I think this is a big game for Monken, because he is the guy that's supposed to, like, tell Harbaugh, this is what we're going to do. He's got Lamar in his back pocket. And you know, that's why they went and got Derrick Henry.
I think it becomes a big game for a coordinator when you're over your head coach, or not over your head coach, but like you love your head coach, you love your quarterback, they've done stuff, and then you get this new offensive coordinator in here and things change, right? That's where I think an offensive coordinator comes into play. I don't think anybody's talking about legacy of Todd Monken. Most sports fans probably don't even know who that guy is.
No,
right?
not legacy, but job.
Oh, job. Yeah. Job
on the line.
Oh, so if they don't play well offensively, you think they fire him?
Well, it'll be a second season, and we know how last season ended.
Yeah.
And if the story's offense again, and what the hell did we do? Why did our game plan get thrown out the window?
Jose Flowers again?
It's going to be tough. I think it's going to be tough for Monken. You guys brought up something that made me think of a question. How long does the leeway last that you mentioned with Joe Burrow? We're at 3.5 years now. Is that in next year?
No, it's over.
I mean, it's done now. Okay.
You get 3 years, I think. Okay. I think you get 3 years because you get the following year, which is like, remember what he did last year?
You beat him. Yep.
Then, you know, after that year, you get the next year, which is, well, he is one of the only ones that beat him. And then by year three, it's like, okay, now you got to keep doing it. And when you don't, then it's like, all right, and that's now, at least in my opinion.
But it's weird because I was driving in today listening to Ben, and he had this guy call in and talk about Tom Brady not being the GOAT and whatnot, which, fine, you want to argue that, sure. But they were saying, like how long are we going to hold on to, Trent Dilfer? He won one Super Bowl. Like, is he better than Dan Marino and Dan Fouts and whatnot? I'm like, well, I mean, we have switched to where we judge coaches and quarterbacks solely on what they've done in the postseason, right? So Joe Burrow will always get credit for beating Patrick Mahomes, but he didn't finish the deal.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't win the Super Bowl. It's a different conversation if you go and complete the task and win the Super Bowl and take care of business. Joe Burrow didn't do that. He just gets credit for beating Patrick Mahomes, and because it hardly ever happens, we hearken back to that one all the time, right?
Right.
Like, that's the last time we lost in the playoffs, wasn't it?
Yeah. 2022? No, 21.
Yeah.
21.
Yeah, 21. 21.
Somebody says Joe Burrow should shoot his way out of Cincinnati like Carson Palmer. I wouldn't do that. You got a pretty good team over there.
Yeah.
You just
got
to get some defensive players and maybe just not give up 40 points a game.
It's going to be interesting to see what they do this offseason. Do they re-sign their guys?
I'm going to see what they draft. Because I think they're going to sign everybody. I think they're just going to say screw it.
It'll be totally not what they do because that's the cheapest organization in the NFL.
The way that we feel joyful and triumphant about the Chiefs, it is the opposite with every other franchise in the AFC. They are so effing tired of it.
Oh, I know they
are. They are going to do whatever it costs. And that means you sign T. Higgins, you sign Ja'Marr Chase. I saw Buffalo last year. They were like, you know what? We saw the Chiefs do this with their star quarterback. We don't need these distraction wide receivers. We don't need these sort of like rifts in our system. Let's just let our quarterback be the guy, and we'll get a good offensive coordinator around him, or we'll get a good defensive coach, and we'll do all this sort of stuff, and we'll let him go that route. Baltimore, I mean, same thing.
Right.
They went and drafted Zay Flowers. They went and signed Derrick Henry, and they had the MVP quarterback.
That's
and they went and got one of the best running backs you've ever seen in your life.
But they also have an owner that wants to win and is willing
Correct.
To spend.
Yeah.
I don't know that I don't know that Mike Brown wants to win. There are a lot of owners in professional sports, I hate to break the news to you, that just want to cash checks, and they don't care about winning. Cincinnati has shown over the years, since Mike Brown has been in charge, which is forever, they don't really care about winning. They don't invest in their product. And so if they sign everybody this offseason, that's a 180 from what they normally have done as an organization. They're known as one of the cheapest organizations in the NFL, if not the cheapest organization in the NFL. So we'll see if Mike Brown wants to win. If they sign T. Higgins and bring their guys back and Ja'Marr Chase and all that kind of stuff, then, yeah, okay, then you want to win. If they let, you know, Ja'Marr Chase walk, I mean, I don't know if you really
want to
win.
And I understand, and I know that Cincinnati's franchise has been cheap in the history, but it's not every time generational talent comes into your front door. And normally when that happens, people tend to stay. And an example I'll give you is in your backyard. How many Kansas City Royals fans are like, they're not going to sign Bobby Witt. They never sign superstars. What happened? Mm-hmm. They gave Bobby Witt Jr. a ton of money.
New ownership, though.
Correct. Either way, they gave Bobby Witt Jr. money. And even with new ownership, the narrative around town was, hell, our insider said he probably wasn't going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And then they signed him. And that's not a shot at Vern. That's just what we've seen in the history of the Kansas City Royals. Just like what you see in the history of Cincinnati Bengals. You now have a generational talent in Joe Burrow. You also have Ja'Marr Chase. you have a chance that changes your mind whether you like it or not.
Or they can say, we've got a generational talent in Joe Burrow. Sorry, man, you're going to have to find your own wide receivers just like Patrick Mahomes did and just like Tom Brady did. Now, not everybody can do that. You know, not everybody can do that.
Yeah, but we also had a generational league. Tight end as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, no doubt.
Head coach.
No question.
Quarterback. There's a lot of like outliers.
They've got a generational weapon.
Yeah.
They do have one.
They do. And that's Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase. But I don't know if they're going to, or if he wants to be there. You know, he's going to hit free agency. They'll probably franchise tag him, which will make it even worse. I mean, that's going to be one of the cringeworthy way off seasons, I think, is watching the Bengals and Jamar Chase and that whole thing go down. And really? So I think they would franchise Jamar Chase.
Real quickly, who's the biggest legacy game for the Chiefs?
I think it's Patrick Mahomes. And the reason
keep the divisional round numbers?
Well, not only that, just to continue this march towards the three-peat. I think winning the three-peat is the greatest thing we could ever see in the NFL right now because it's never been done before.
Not this year, just like in general for the run.
I think the more he wins in the postseason, the greater his legacy grows. And so for me, it's Patrick Mahomes. It's all about him for this legacy.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really easy answer for me. I'd go the other easy one, which would be Travis Kelce.
He's going to keep playing, too. Taylor Swift said she loves it.
Yeah, I'm getting the feeling.
But Stephen A. Smith said he's going to retire. Yeah. So girlfriend says continue to play. Stephen A. Smith says retire.
And Travis also said some stuff in that podcast that could have indicated the other side, too, that he may really hang it up. And I'm kind of getting that feeling, too. He is so close to multiple of Jerry Rice's playoff records. If he can do that this playoff and cement his already fantastic legacy, I think that's huge.
Look, you just gave me the goosebumps because I think Travis Kelce's going to have a postseason that, I mean, I'm shaking right now. Like,
what, did he have last year? The year
better,
before that?
Better.
Last year, maybe his best postseason.
I know, it was fantastic. He had the extra game last year.
355 yards?
I think you're going to know Travis Kelce was here in the postseason. Like, I think this is going to be real and spectacular.
Way to steal Stink's take. I'm kidding.
Who?
Stink.
Stank?
Whatever his name is.
Stink, stank, stunk.
That's how you know this show's working.
Oh, you know, I've only been saying Travis Kelce's good for the last 2 years and defending every AH that said he was washed. I don't know where Travis Kelce's been. It's October, sir.
Yeah, he said, I expect Travis Kelce to go completely off in the playoffs because he always does. When they're like, 2 weeks ago, he's like, I don't know about the Chiefs, man.
I don't know, this is not a good team. What did Stank say last week about the Chiefs?
I don't know. You have it in the system.
Do I have it somewhere? Do I have to find it again? Do you guys remember what he said? Like, that's. I mean, it was only a week ago, but I mean, Stank had something stanky to say about the Chiefs last week. I got to find it now.
Oh, that's a pretty big legacy run for Kareem Hunt, in my opinion. After everything he missed, after everything he went through because of his own fault.
Sure.
And then he comes back to the team, helps out in a way, wants a Super Bowl more than ever. And, like, if they do win in New Orleans, I will see exactly what his celebration is because I bet he collapses and cries, in my opinion. And I think that's one of these things. It's like, this is why he came to this team. This is why he's played the way he's played. He literally effed up super bad in his past. He condoned it. He got right. He got his mind right. He turned his life around.
Yep.
And, you know, you go win a Super Bowl, it makes it all worth it in the end to, like, go through those troubles that you went through to try to get over the being the bad person you are. Like, is it worth it what I'm doing? Is it worth it that I'm staying inside? Is it worth it that I gave up booze? Is it worth it that I, you know, tarnished my career, looked myself in the mirror and said, you're a bad person. You win a Super Bowl. It's all worth it with the team that took you in for a second shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be great to see Kareem Hunt kind of come full circle and win that thing, man. That would be kind of cool because I think you're right. He probably will collapse on the field.
Oh, yeah. Looked like Mahomes last year after he did it with that 11-6 record and shouting at the moon and all that and just did the Michael Jordan on the sidelines.
Have you ever been like to a point where you had that just, oh, and you just collapsed because you were so exhausted, mentally fried, and you just collapsed like that? Because I don't know that
if I last 5 minutes.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know that I've ever been in that situation, though, with like where Patrick Mahomes was in that game.
Probably when Speck told me
about
the position.
Okay.
I probably got my car and just like melted. I mean, I grinded up here for like 8 years.
Yeah.
And then to get that message, like you never know if it's going to happen. Then you get it and you're like, oh my God, I almost collapsed in your arms when you guys were out there like jerks that knew the whole time. And then you waited for me to come out of the door. I'm like, you guys.
I was told I wasn't allowed to say anything. I can't find Stank's cut.
We'll find it. We don't need to play it. He sucks.
He does.
Don't forget today at 11:30.